Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From the Southeast Conference to the Woodland. From the North Shore to the Classic Eight. From the Greater Metro to the Southern Lakes and everything in between.
All about that nasty D. They all going down.
It's time to get you up to date on all the key high school football games in the area. It's the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Scoreboard Show, presented by your local Pick and Save stores. Now, here's Wisconsin Hall of Fame coach Ron Davies and WSSP's high school insider, Big Time Mike McGivern.
Welcome back to the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Scoreboard Show. I'm Mike McGivern alongside National Hall of Fame coach Ron Davies. Let's get to line one if we can. Mike Bush. He's at the Burlington at Waterford game. Bush, you give us an update?
Yeah, there's 6 minutes to go here. Waterford now 42, Burlington 14.
Wow.
That surprises me.
Yeah, this game was 14-14 at the halftime. That's 21 answered points, and everything in the second half has been all Waterford. Ironically, I was talking to Coach Steve Tenhagen from Burlington before the game, and I says, what's it going to take, Coach, to win this game? He says, about 50 points. And I thought he was kidding me. He was kidding. I'm sure this is going to be one of those games he wants to forget. I'm going to start heading over to the Waterford sideline, and we'll have one happy Coach Adam Bakken, that's for sure.
It's very similar to the Waterford-Lake Geneva Badger game.
Really
similar. It was tied at half, 7-7,
yeah.
And the final score was similar to this, and this was 14 up at half. And, boy, the two Mikes, you guys had it right about an experienced team that's been there before, really, really coming in through in that second half.
Hey, Mikey, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Let's get to line two if we can. Jerry Boltman, he's at the Oconomowoc at Waukesha North game. He's brought to you by Lynch McGuanago. Go to lynchmcguanago.com. They are the premier Wisconsin Chevrolet, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer. Jerry Boltman, give us an update.
Yes, Mike and Coach, we are down to 1 minute and 16 seconds remaining in the third quarter, and the score is tied again, 28 apiece. Waukesha North, on their only drive that they had in the third quarter, they marched down the field. They had several penalties, holding and ball starts, but they managed to go down. There was two key pass plays by quarterback Johnny Kelleher, including the 28-yard touchdown pass by Johnny Kelleher to Rafa Martinez, and the conversion was good. So this is a very close game, Coach and Mike. We're all knotted up, 28 apiece, 1 minute remaining, third quarter.
Good job. Thank you very much. Let's get to line one if we can. Head football coach at New Berlin Eisenhower, Coach Kern. Hey, Coach, how you doing?
Hey, how's it going, Mike?
Man, that's a nice win. You always wanted to win the Battle of New Berlin, right?
Oh, yeah. This game is a big game every year, and I think having both teams undefeated obviously added a little bit to that this year.
Hey, Coach, how much, and we've had this conversation throughout the show, how much do you think your staff and some of your players who've been in really big games the last 2 years, how much do you think that helps you guys going into a game like this where New Berlin West might not have been in games like that?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. We were actually talking about that last week among the staff about how many extra practice reps and game reps our underclassmen got last year. You know, we had a lot of games that got away early last year, which allowed us to play a lot of these sophomores and juniors who are now juniors and seniors. And then they obviously were part of the run we made last year. So, yeah, I definitely think there's something to that as far as the preparation part.
Hey, Matt, we, you know, right now – in your conference, you never want to look too far ahead because you want to go game to game, obviously. But that win last week puts you in a good spot to possibly be on that last Thursday night game. This one against New Berlin West, I think, was more of a pride issue with you guys. And you want to, again, win, you know, the games that are ahead of you. And anytime you get a chance to beat West in your community, it's a big game. from here on out, Coach, you know, you next week you get West Dallas Central, and how do you keep your kids focused on a game like that where West Dallas Central is struggling a little bit?
We worried more about that last year than I think we are this year, because last year we were winning by such large margins, and we knew there was a chance to play some big games ahead, so we weren't sure how we were going to handle it. That was our first time going through that, and I think now, because of last year's experience, I mean, we will hopefully use these weeks as an opportunity to just keep getting better. I think we got plenty of things to work on, and our special teams is an area that we've lost a lot of time to because of the weather issues the last few weeks prior to this one. So, I mean, I think we've got a plan in place of things we want to get better at, and I think we'll be able to execute that.
He is Matt Curran.
Congratulations, Matt. That's a very nice victory tonight.
Head football coach in Berlin Eisenhower, 24-6 over New Berlin West. Matthew, thank you very much.
All right. Thanks, guys.
You got it. Let's get to line two if we can. Tony Resch, he's at the Whitefish Bay Homestead game. He is brought to you, as always, by, I don't know which way I'm going to go with this one. Let's go with Raising the Stakes Fundraising Leadership Development and Team Escape 262 in Menominee Falls. Let's throw them all in. Tony, give us an update.
Thank you very much, Mike. 4:49 left in the fourth. Since we last spoke, Jordan Gomez has tacked on two field goals for Homestead, a 38-yarder, which cleared the upright by about 30 yards. And he just put a 33-yarder through to put it to 42-14. So as we sit right now, Whitefish Bay has the ball on their own 35. Nice little 4-yard run, and 42-14 with 4:40 to go in the fourth quarter.
Hey, Tony, last we heard Hartford is beating Port Washington 25-22 at the end of the third quarter. Just FYI for you.
Yeah, no, I've been listening. I got my earphones in, and I'm listening to everything you guys are reporting. So that's an interesting score right there, and I'm hoping for an update here before we head out of the stadium.
Man, I appreciate you listening to all our stuff, Tony.
Absolutely, all night long. You and Coach Davies absolutely rock.
Well, he does.
Thank you, Tony.
I just drive this boat, man.
I'm too old to rock.
that's Tony Resch, 42-14, Homestead over Whitefish Bay. Good line there, Coach. Let's get to line three, Don Wachilis. He's at the Oak Creek Franklin game, one of the big games of the night, and he's brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Hey, Don, give us an update.
Guys, on a drive that started at their own 5 and included a conversion on 4th and 12, Franklin now has the lead 21-20 as Ron Wilson picked up his third touchdown of the night, this one from 16 yards out. So we're inside of 7 minutes, 6:55 to go. Franklin in possession of the football on the Oak Creek side of the 50, and they lead 21-20.
What a great game that is. And, of course, Mike also wants to be sure that we emphasize the fact that Franklin's been there before, and those guys don't know how to play in the big game. So far, he's been right tonight. If these scores hold, he's been right.
Coach, and you would agree with this, there's a big difference between going to the field and hoping you get a win and going to the field and fully expecting to win. Some of these kids in some of these programs, they walk on the field, and they there's just no doubt in their mind they fully expect to win a game.
Absolutely.
Huge difference. Hey, Don, thank you very much. Let's get to line four if we can. Rob Veitz at the Waukesha West McGuanago game. Hey, Rob, give us an update.
Hey, guys, it's 28-27. Waukesha, Waukesha West kicking extra point right now. It's good, 28-28, 6 minutes and 50 seconds left in the game.
It might be overtime.
That
game,
might
man.
Be the best game in the area right there, Rob.
Hey. Again, big time, Mike. Thanks.
Yeah, you got it. Rob is brought to you by Lynch McGuanago, premier Wisconsin Chevrolet, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer. Go to lynchmcguanago.com. Let's get to line one if we can. Taz Landry, he's at the South Milwaukee Messmer Shore game, and he is brought to you by Ballastieri Brothers Pizza. They've got a game day special going on, 2 3-topping, 16-inch pizzas, 2 garlic breads, and 20 wings, all that for just $49.99. Taz, give us an update.
Mike, Shorewood is still swinging here in this game. We got 21-18 now, South Mill up over Shorewood. Shorewood got the ball on their side of the 50 and went for a four-play, 45-yard drive On the scoring touchdown, that was 20 yards. The quarterback, Aaron Elmers, actually went 40 yards for a 20-yard touchdown. He ran right for 20 yards and cut it all the way back across the field to score. Extra point was no good. 21-18, South Middle over Shorewood, 7 minutes in the fourth.
Hey, Taz, I do that. That's the kind of stuff that I do on that Thanksgiving Day game.
Mike, you should see me run that down.
Hey, normally
you might.
I take a break after the first 20 yards, though. Take a 30-second timeout, and then I finish the run.
Hey, my sideline to sideline speed. You got to see that, but we'll save that for another day.
Yes, we will. He is Taz Landry, and I'll tell you what, 21-18, mess for short. Got to find a kicker somewhere in that program. They got to find a kicker, Coach.
They've had some good kickers in the past.
They have. Guys, we're going to get to a quick break. Other side of the break, we'll start getting some of these winning coaches on again before they get to the locker room or on the bus. This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Scoreboard Show presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and your local pick and save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
It's time now for your Wendy's Varsity Blitz Scoreboard Update. I'm Anthony Mandela. A couple of final scores in the book. Muskego takes out Kettle Moraine 49-7. New Berlin Eisenhower defeated New Berlin West 24-6 to hang on to the National Avenue Trophy. Germantown at home whips West Dallas Hale 63-7. The final there. Some other scores wrapping up around the area. Franklin right now holding on to a 21-20 lead at home over Oak Creek. Maguanago has just pulled ahead 28-21 over Waukesha West. South Milwaukee holding on 21-18. They lead Shorewood Mesmer. Oconomowoc and Waukesha North knotted up at 28. Grafton working on a shutout 28-0. They lead Nicolet. And Homestead taking it to Whitefish Bay. It's 42-14 in Mequon right now. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Faith in the Zone. This week's guest is J.K. Scott, the punter for the Green Bay Packers. Faith in the Zone, Sundays at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan, or check it out at faithinthezone.com. And this has been your Wendy's Varsity Blitz Scoreboard Update. I'm Anthony Mandela, Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Welcome back to the Wendy's Varsity Blitz. Let's get to right to line four. Coach Bakken from Waterford. What a big win for them. Adam, how you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. We just played one of the best halves of football I've seen. It was 14-14 at half and ended up 42-14. Couldn't be proud of our kids because, oh, my God, did we play hard and executed. So we're doing very well.
And Coach, Mike McGivern kind of predicted that. He said Waterford's been here and Lake Geneva Badger was 7-7 at half, and they pulled away. And he said, you know, he predicted you'd be doing the same thing tonight, that after a 14-14 halftime lead. So I got to give Mike credit. He knows you well, and he knows your program well.
Right.
And he knows that, you know, because of you guys have been there before, that was Mike's point, that you've been there before so many times, that your kids know how to come up and play big in those big games.
You know, we've been really the last four games, we've been such a good second half team.
Yep.
You know, to come out, you know, and just, you know, I thought they were a little tougher than us up front the first half. I thought we responded because our kids were challenged at halftime. And we came out, we had everything going. You know, I thought they got a little tired. And we just used our big guys and pushed the pile. And we've got two just exceptional junior running backs that make some of my play calling look a lot better than it actually is. So,
hey, Coach.
You know, I give a lot of credit to that backfield.
Coach, last thing. I thought that what happens in that first half is you wear teams down. You guys are really physical. And you wear teams down, and they come out in the second half. You guys are able to take it to another level, and they're beat up and tired a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, and we have great size. And the entire line is back from last year with the exception of one guy. You know, so not only do we have size, we've got experience. Only one of them goes both ways, you know. So they have no excuse of being tired or fatigued. You know, it's a good group. When they one of the problems is when sometimes they're too nice because they're such nice kids. They work so hard, and sometimes they play too nice. When they get a little edge on them and decide that they're going to get a little angry and move people, that's when we become pretty dangerous offensively.
Coach, I have not had you up in studio in a couple of years. I'd love to get you up for the coach's show one of these Saturdays.
Yeah, you get a hold of me anytime.
You got it. Adam Bakken, well done. Congratulations.
Congratulations, Coach.
Let's get to line one if we can. Ken Krause from Muskego. Man, each week we have him on, man. They're rolling. Coach, congratulations. Good win tonight.
1 second, guys. Finishing one interview, Chris. I thought I was going to get you right after break.
Hey, Mark Neeson, doesn't he know who we are?
Yeah, of course. But he's had
that's why he said 1 minute, you guys.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of responsibilities here. You know, I thought I was going to get you right out of break. So,
hey, what was the final?
49-7. You know, in the fourth quarter, it was all substitutions on Muskego's side. Some of the other guys got to play, and they got a really decent fullback. He's a sophomore. They thought they had him behind the line, and then he sprinted 60 yards. He's going to be a player next year for Muskego. They're always dominant with those fullbacks.
Man, oh, man, they are. And I'll tell you what, he's a tough guy to prepare for, Coach, because you don't see what Krause runs very often. So you're spending 4 or 5 days watching
Coach.
Film and trying to get prepared for no. Coach Krause. Hey, Coach, how are you?
Good. Hey, I'm hearing that Mr. McMillan needs a little pay raise on that show on Saturday.
Yeah.
You know what?
A little race starting coming up soon there.
You let him know if he needs it, I'll double his salary like I have Coach Davies every year. Yeah. Ron, you're getting rich off this place.
That's my retirement income. It might pace me here.
It's going to be a sad retirement. Hey, 49-7 tonight, Coach. I was concerned, at least in the first half for you guys, after that emotional win last week against Catholic Memorial, but no problem with getting you guys up to play Kettle Moraine this week.
Yeah, you know, we have a lot of respect for Kettle Moraine. They're a good football program. They're well coached. And in the Classic 8, you can't take a week off. As you know, it's the best conference in the state. There just can't be a week off. So our kids know that, and I'm proud of the kids. Like you said, there wasn't a letdown, and just a terrific job of the kids buying into what we need to do, and they did that.
Boy, it sounds like your kids are really physical, too. I know they're well-coached and that they do such a nice job as far as schemes, techniques with that wing tee, but I understand they're just tougher than can be also.
Yeah, you know, one thing we take pride in and is Coach Malachnik's our head strength coach. Coach Smith, Coach Lucchese, Coach Kunick, those guys spend a lot of time in the weight room, and myself, and we you know, the Classic 8, every week we play these just mammoth, big kids. So our goal is just pound for pound, be as strong as we can be. And our goal is to be the strongest team in the state for pound for pound. And I think we've been doing a pretty good job of that over the last 8-9 years here at Muskego.
Hey, Coach, do you think that when the freshmen and sophomores see how hard the juniors and seniors work in the weight room in the off season, that they have to, there's no doubt that they have to get in the weight room with those kids to continue the program that you guys have been doing here lately?
Yeah, it's funny. I live out here, and I have kids in the youth program, and our parents just know that in sixth grade, they're going to start lifting weights. We have an off-season summer program with our sixth, seventh, and eighth graders. Pretty much all the youth kids sign up for it. When they get to high school, I think it's just a tradition. They know that that's what they do. You know, we try to create a fun environment and a family environment, and so we don't have to chase kids around. They just want to do that. And now that we've got some traditions in place, you know, it's just kind of now an expectation, I guess. And we don't have to chase them. They just do it on their own. And actually the kids do a good job of, if there's a few kids missing, they're the ones that make sure those kids are there. So it's come so far. And it's just a pleasure to work with the kids we have at Muskego.
Hey, Coach, last thing, Ryan, you talked about Ryan McMillan. You know, he talks on that scoreboard show or the coaches show, excuse me, when we go to break. He said, look, there's something about this community. He grew up in Wanakee, so he understands, you know, what a strong football program is and strong sports programs are. And he said, look, there is something about this Muskego community. They love their sports. The kids are fully engaged. The families are fully engaged. It's a great community to be a part of right now. And you would totally agree with that.
Yeah, I thank God every day that that I teach here. I feel it's the best district in the state of Wisconsin. And as far as my kids go to schools in Muskego, we have the best teaching staff administration in the state. And athletically, our community, and I live out here, and my kids are in youth sports. Our parents want our kids to be successful, and so it's a very positive-driven community. The youth program is completely bought into what we do, and the results are showing now. It's a great place to raise your kids and academically and athletically, and Mr. McMillan is definitely right. It's a special place to live and, you know, go to school for academics and for sports. And our football program is really reaping the benefits of our structure. You know, like you said, we consider ourselves a 1st through 12th grade program, and, you know, we feel like we have 85 coaches in our program, and we meet with those guys in the off season, and they get together with us for camps, and we've created quite a culture out here.
It's Ken Krause. Hey, I don't need to call Ryan McMillan Mr. McMillan, do I?
Coach McMillan or Mr. McMillan, but I know he needs a pay raise pretty soon. So that's
you got
what,
it.
I think it's up to you, right? So
yeah, you got it.
Pay raise, we'll be happy out here at Muskego.
If Ryan gets one, Ken, will you ask him to get me one too, then, please?
you deserve it too. You do an awesome job. I would agree with that. Pay raises are due soon here.
Ken Krause, head football coach. Head football
coach
at Muskego. They play Waukesha South next week. Good luck with that. Let's get, if we can, to line two. And Carl Farms is at the Brookfield East Menominee Falls game. Hey, Carl, what's going on?
Hey, gentlemen, the final score here, Brookfield East 35, Menominee Falls 6. The final touchdown run was a 71-yard scamper by Donovan Hunt of Brookfield East. Of course, the kick was good. It just seemed like you were right at the beginning, Mike, where that 21-play drive just kind of wore down Menominee Falls. Their offense just couldn't get clicking. They would start, and then they would have a little goof up and put them in bad positions and have to punt. And Brookfield East just took control after that point.
You know, we get Menominee Falls next week in a rivalry game. They go to Sussex Hamilton, so I'm hoping they get healthy and put on a good show against Sussex Hamilton. Carl, thank you very much. Let's get to line four if we can. Head football coach at Greendale, Rob Stoltz, joins us. They got a big win, 47-14 over Wisconsin Lutheran tonight. Rob, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you boys?
Man, we're good. I'll tell you, 47-14, not a bad way to come back after last week, Coach.
It's a homecoming game. It was youth football.
Yeah, homecoming game. Last week's letdown, you know, we played well in some facets of the game last week and didn't in others, so it was. The message is, it doesn't matter who we're playing. We got to play complete game, period. And Wisconsin Lutheran, fellas, I'm going to tell you, they're a much improved team. That's a playoff team, without question. They have some guys. There's no doubt the coaches know what they're doing, have done that for a long time. They put guys in position. And very proud of our guys because it was a real challenge tonight.
And, you know, Mike, I had an opportunity to listen to Rob talk to his team before the New Berlin-Eisenhower game, and he made it clear how important this game was, and the kids wanted to win this in the worst way. But he also did make one statement that, you know, one game is not a season.
Right.
Because right now, first place, second place, you're still in the playoffs. And that's what, you know, that's such an important thing. I know many, many years ago, sometimes only the league champions were in the playoffs, and that could be rough. But I thought that was such a good message. He didn't downplay the importance of the game in any way, shape, or form. But he just did make it clear, in case something goes wrong, it's not the end of the world. It's not the end of the season. Of course, the way the kids came back tonight, you know, they bought into that.
Yeah, and we're talking to Rob Stoltz, so I'm going to say it with him on the air. I think the world of this guy, man. I think the program that he runs, Coach, and we talk about it in our pre-show meeting all the time, that you're just really impressed with Coach Stoltz, his staff, and what they do for these kids in this community.
Yeah, there's no, I mean, I've been.
Well, very humbled by that. Again, coming from you guys have seen a lot of sports for a lot of years. And I think that we do a lot of things the right way. God knows that we're not even close to perfect. But I think you hit the nail on the head. You care about kids. You care about putting them in position to succeed on and off the field. I'm very fortunate to be able to teach in the building that I coach in. So you get to know these kids and have real, real meaningful relationships. That extends far off the football field. And it tells, you know, and tonight, as I'm looking over here on our sideline, I see four different past, a lot of our former players representing the past 4 years players. So they come back. You know, it's they don't hold sour grapes and wish ill on their successors. They really care about our kids and they care about our program. And that's one of the things I'm really proud of.
And, Mike, you've had his kids on your program.
Yes.
And I've heard them at banquets. And, again, yeah, they're so articulate. I mean, you know, what great representatives of a high school football
great,
program.
Great ambassadors. These kids that I met just a couple weeks ago, we were out at the local pick-and-save store, or the pick-and-save student athlete of the week. What's fun for me is they quote Coach Stoltz. And, you know, when kids do that, that means they're listening. Rob, thank you so much. Good luck next week against New Berlin West.
Congratulations,
Coach. Thanks, fellas, for everything that you do. I appreciate it.
You got it. Rob Stoltz, head coach.
Have a great night.
Thank you. At Greendale, let's get to line three if we can. Rob Veit's been waiting for a while, and I appreciate it. Waukesha West at Maguanago. Coach, Rob, give us an update.
35-34, Waukesha West. Maguanago is driving. They just threw a pick. Now Waukesha West is going to run out the clock.
Hey, so Maguanago, did they miss an extra point?
Yeah, they missed an extra point, and then Waukesha West went down and scored Sam McCourt. And then Maguanago had the ball on the 25-yard line with the timeout, minute left. Quarterback rolls to the right and could have ran it and decided to throw it off balance to Trey Tekloff, his second pick of the night.
Oh, boy. That's tough way to go down right there.
Hey, you said it earlier. When you're changing the program around, you got to teach them how to win.
It's a hard thing to do, Rob. As you know, when you walk on the field and you fully expect to win, is different than walking on the field and hoping to win.
Yes, sir.
Hey, let's get the line one before we go. Coach, this is a big one. Taz is at the Messimer Shores South Milwaukee game. Taz, give us an update.
Mike, I got 24-21 on the comeback. Shorewood Messimer over South Milwaukee. I got Coach Tony Davis with me right now.
Oh, we want to talk to him.
Hello?
Hey, Coach, Mike McGivern and Ron Davies, and we're very proud to be Messimer alumni right now, Tony.
Yes, sir.
Hey, we're ready to donate money to the school after this win. I'm telling you.
Tony, I'll donate my paycheck from the program here that Mike gives me.
Hey, Tony, and I'll double it.
What you've been so good at this year against Cudahy and South Milwaukee is coming from behind. I mean, your kids just, they won't give up. They don't know what it means to get beat. They're going to fall behind, and they're going to come back, and they're going to find a way to win. So that's a tribute to your kids and to you and the entire staff.
Oh, yes. It's the kids. It's the staff. It's the leaders on the team. You know, we got down 14-0. One of our big-time leaders on our team, Zoe McDowell, broke it off for a big-time run to get us back in, and that re-energized us. You know, the defense, we tightened up, coach went over some of the responsibilities, getting it right. And then we made it kind of weird for us to say. We kind of made it to a slug set. That's what we want. We want a physical game. And so we made it into a physical game, and in the end, we came out and won. Defense got it on the field and shut it down at the end. But South Milwaukee's a tough team to play, I tell you.
Hey, yeah, they're a good football team. You beat a good football team, and you kept yourself right in the running for the possibility of a Woodland East championship.
Yeah, that's the boys. That's what we all talked about from the beginning of the season. We believe that, you know, if we play the ball that we are capable of playing, we have the capabilities of getting that Woodland East title home.
Hey, I'll tell you, Coach, the impressive part for me is South Milwaukee put up 14 really quickly, and it was 14-0. And at that point, you know, if they score again, it's 21-0. That's really tough to come back from. Defensively, you guys only give up one score the rest of the way, and that's really impressive to me.
Yeah, it's, you go back to those fundamentals. You know, you look at our game plan, you know, you looked at some stuff on the iPad there. Guys saw that they were coming up too high, too far afield. They weren't staying flat. So we started staying flat, started tackling better. But I tell you, one of our junior leaders, Andre Sullivan, got the boys together on kickoff, and it was just night and day difference, you know, between our kickoff and that's a field position thing. You know, it was 5 yards and wrap up and tackle. Guys breaking down, and, you know, they weren't getting that good field position, you know, and it was just all-around effort.
Tony Davis, head football coach, Sherwood Messmer, 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 best by far.
Hey, Taz, Tony, Tony, be sure now everybody knows it's not Mesmer, it's Mesmer.
It's Mesmer.
Okay, congratulations. Yeah.
And you know what,
win,
Tony? It's Mesmer Shoreward. That's the way we
That's
go.
That's right, and I'm sorry. Yeah, don't leave out Shoreward.
No, we roll.
In fact, it's Shoreward. Mesmer.
And not in my book, Coach. Well, it's Mesmer Shoreward.
I'm going to say Shoreward, Mesmer, because that's official.
And notice I have that hesitation. It's Mesmer Shoreward.
Hey, Kate. I heard that.
Tony, hey, it was really, really nice to have you in studio on Saturday. I appreciate your time, sir, and thanks for coming on tonight.
Well, thank you very much.
Congratulations, Tony.
It's Tony Davis, right, head coach. Let's get you a break. This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Scoreboard Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Wendy's Varsity Blitz out in the parking lot throwing the football around with Baby Tausch. Hey, you got to come out next time. Ryan, Baby Tausch can throw it. Have you played catch with him yet?
Yeah, I was actually out there earlier with him, too.
Yeah, he can throw it.
Got myself caught up in that as well.
He's got to be careful out there, though. You don't want me to go out there. That's a story.
Is that the one where the football got lodged onto the roof?
Maybe.
Oh, man.
Grant threw it.
Tony, you don't throw it so well or what?
Well, no, I throw it fine, but we had an intern in the building at the time, Griffin Eidelman. He's the kicker for the Carroll Football Pioneers.
Yeah.
And so he was out there with us, and I thought I'd show him a little something about how to punt a football.
Oh, how'd that go?
It turns out he knows more than me. Yeah. Who would have thought?
You know what's funny? We're out in the parking lot. I said, I don't know, for some reason, I've always been able to throw it. And I can drop kick.
Mm-hmm.
And Baby Tausch goes, what? I said, no, I can drop kick. He said, come on. I have no idea why or how. I can't punt. I can't kick off. I used to work for the Mustangs, right?
Okay.
I would go on the field prior to the game. Kenny Stucker was our kicker.
Mm-hmm.
And we would gamble. We'd bet $10, $15. Who could drop kick from farther, consistent from 25 yards? I could drop kick it through those narrow goalposts down at the Bradley Center. And he would be like, you understand, in arena football, a drop kick is worth 2 points.
Right.
We got to get you a uniform. I said, they make them this size? He said, no, probably not. Probably not. For some reason, I can. Coach, you remember the good old drop kick, don't you?
You know, when I was a freshman at Mesmer, we had a kid named Tom Cronin, and he drop kicked an extra point against St. Catharines. Yep.
Did he really?
Yep. But that's the only time I think I ever
saw it. Jim McMahon drop kicked an extra point one time for the Bears or something.
Really?
Yeah. You got to Google it.
I'm going to have to watch that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
Not one of my favorite people in the whole world, Jim McMahon. I can tell you that. I used to have to do some things hanging out with him at some celebrity golf tournaments before I started working in radio. And I actually had to babysit him 3 days in Las Vegas once. Just not good, Coach.
No?
No. You know what? And I'll just tell you this. He'd get up on the first tee, and he would take his shoes and socks off, and he would pop out his two front teeth, and he would have one beer a hole. He'd have 18 beers playing golf, and he'd shoot a 3-under.
Well, I understand.
And then he'd go drink. And one time at Lake Geneva, we went out after the round, and he had 18 beers, and he ordered a beer, and I just looked at him, shook my head. He goes, hey, look. There's 24 hours in the day. There's 24 beers in a case. Coincidence? I think not. And I thought, wow, this guy's something.
Yeah, he's nuts.
But I hear he's really struggling now just from all the hits that he took in football that there might be some early dementia setting in.
So I should stop telling bad stories.
The 24 beers a day probably didn't help him out too
that,
much. Either.
Yeah, I don't think that
I don't know if that helps the brain out too much.
No, I don't think that does. Coach, a lot of finals have rolled in. Any surprises for you?
Well, I see that Port Washington beat Hartford. It was a 35-22 or something in that area. So that leaves Port with only one loss, but that one loss was already to Homestead, wasn't it?
It was. Now, did because last I heard, it was Hartford over Port 25-22. I don't know if Anthony's got the final on that.
Yeah, Port Washington, they pulled ahead in that one. 35-25, the final.
Really?
Pirates over Orioles, yep.
Boy, that's another coach. That coach from Port Washington, Coach Bunyan, I need to get him in studio. I had him in as a basketball coach years ago, poor Washington. Have not had him in as a football coach, and he's got that program going in the right direction. And you, again, back in the day, you want to talk, we talk McGuanago as a community that loves football. Port Washington, back in the day, was a really good program, and that community loves football, Coach.
Mike, we played Port Washington in the state championship game back in 1979. They had a two-man varsity coaching staff. Al Ernest was the head coach, and Jim Chosick, who is Ben Chosick at New Berlin West, his dad.
Yeah.
They were the two coaches, and I mean, and they went through the, at that time, Braveland Conference, which is kind of a combo of the greater metro and the North Shore, undefeated. But, I mean, every year, and they won, I know they won one state championship, and they had at least two where they came in second. I mean, they just had a great program. Can you imagine at the size of these staffs now, when I'm over at any of these schools, even just at Greendale watching Rob Stoltz, I mean, there's four or five guys on each side of the ball. Every position has a coach in that, and can you imagine two guys and having all that success? I mean, now they'd have to have a much bigger staff.
Right.
But that is really – and, yes, they were physically tough. They in you were afraid to go to Port to play them.
Hey, I'll tell you what. I don't – I've lost Coach Bunyan's contact information, but I need to get a hold of him because I need to get him and bring some of his seniors into the studio one of these Saturdays to highlight, promote, and celebrate what they're doing out at Port Washington. Speaking of that, tomorrow, Coach, the head coach from Greendale, Martin Luther, is coming in. And I got to tell you, I'm excited to have them. That I coach basketball there, so I know a lot of these kids. But we had talked about, he said, hey, I said, bring some seniors in. He said, that'd be great. You know, how many can I bring in? I said, well, how many do you have? He said, I have 11. I said, bring them. Just bring them in. We'll figure it out. And he started laughing. He said, are you kidding? I said, no. We'll move them in and out, and we've got three microphones and chairs, and we'll just move guys in and out. So I'm excited. That program, I'm really looking forward to talking to some of these kids that were in the program three, 4 years ago when they didn't win a game. I mean, they just maybe one or two. And now, you know, if they win tonight, and I believe that they have, undefeated, and they're rolling right now. They've got a great senior class. I look forward to talking to those guys tomorrow. It should be really good.
I think everybody's looking forward to seeing them play Racine St. Catherine.
You bet. Rick Hopper is and his staff, Dax Rodriguez is doing a great job. Riley's doing a really good job. There's some guys over there that I really have a lot of respect for. So I look forward to talking to Rick Hopper tomorrow and all of his seniors at 10 o'clock from 10 to noon on the Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show. Let's get you a break. Other side of the break, we'll wrap this thing up. This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Scoreboard Show presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
It's time now for your Wendy's Varsity Blitz Scoreboard Update. I'm Anthony Mandela. Franklin, they battled back, beat Oak Creek at home 28-20, the final. Muskego blows by Kettle Moraine 49-7. Waukesha West mounts a comeback. They beat McGuanago 35-34. Waterford handles Burlington 42-14. New Berlin Eisenhower, they hang on to the National Avenue Trophy 24-6. They beat New Berlin West. Greendale defeated Wisconsin Lutheran 47-14. Messwood, they battled back as well 24-21 to beat South Milwaukee. Brookfield East took it to Menominee Falls. They got a 35-6 road win. Homestead takes out Whitefish Bay 42-20. Grafton defeated Nicolet 28-7. Brookfield Central defeated Tosa West 40-7. Catholic Memorial over Sussex Hamilton 26-7. Kenosha Bradford over Kenosha Tremper 23-7. Cedarburg over West Bend West 29-7. Germantown whoops up on West Dallas Hale 63-7. And a final out in Port Washington 35-25. The Pirates beat the Hartford Orioles. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Wendy's. Listen tomorrow to the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show from 10 a.m. to noon. Mike McGivern will be joined in studio by Rick Hopper, the head coach from Greendale Martin Luther, and his senior players. That's tomorrow at 10 a.m. And this has been your Wendy's Varsity Blitz scoreboard update. I'm Anthony Mandela, Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
A Welcome back to the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Scoreboard Show. Let's get to line one. Jerry Boltman, he's got Coach Matt Harris, 35-34 final over Oconomowoc. Man, Coach Harris, how you doing?
Hey, Mike, how you doing? Good to hear from you.
Man, it's good to hear from you as well, Coach. What a great win for you boys.
Man, I tell you what, our kids just fought and fought and fought, and that's what I love about this school. That's what I love about this whole program, is they never give up, and they just keep fighting.
Coach, I got to tell you, we talked about it early in this Waukesha North Oconomowoc game, that whoever wins, this is a big win for whoever gets this win. And 35-34 final, Coach, like you said, your team just never, they do not quit. And for you guys to win by one, did Oconomowoc score and go for two, or was it 35-34?
No, they were up the whole game, pretty much the whole game, and they scored their last touchdown, and they missed their extra point. And then we went and scored and made it, obviously.
Man, how much time was left when that happened?
Probably about 3:50 or so, and then we got a stop, and then we just ran the clock out and were able to put it away. So
that was the exact situation, maybe the exact same score, wasn't it, with Waukesha West and McGuire?
Yeah, I heard that. I heard that over the loudspeaker.
Yeah.
Yeah, same exact thing. Hey, Coach, and enjoy this win, and I know that you will, and tell your boys congratulations, and then you get to play Waukesha West next week.
Yeah.
Anytime
let's make a habit of this, Mike. Let's make a habit of this, talking on Friday, please.
Hey, man, I'd love to talk to you every week, Coach.
All right.
I'm a big fan of you and what you do out at Waukesha North. Coach, congratulations.
Congratulations, Coach.
Thanks, Coach. Thanks. I appreciate it, guys.
You got it. Matt Harris, head football coach at Waukesha North. You know, Coach, that's the tough part about being in that conference. How long do you celebrate? It's a big win to beat Oconomowoc. Oconomowoc, you know, they've come out of the chutes and they're struggling, but they played well tonight. They put up 34 points to get beat 35-34, and now you got to play Waukesha West.
Yeah, there's just no breather, no break.
There is none. We only got a minute or two. Couple of big games next week, Coach, and in that conference, that North Waukesha West one, Catholic Memorial and Kettle Moraine's got to get going here, or they're going to not make the playoffs, and they need to play well next week. Port Washington goes to Slinger. That's a big game in that conference, Coach. And Hartford is at home against West Bend West. A couple other ones, Elkhorn at Waterford. I think Elkhorn's down a little bit. In the Woodland Conference, our Messmer Shore boys go to Greenfield.
That's a big one. Didn't Greenfield beat Milwaukee Lutheran tonight?
I believe so. Yeah, I believe so. That's a big one, as we know, Coach. And then in the Greater Metro Conference, you know, there's that one that we have next week on Thursday Night Lights, Menominee Falls, was much better in the beginning of the year when their running back was 100% healthy. They traveled to Sussex-Hamilton on Thursday night at pregame 6:30, kickoff 7 o'clock on Thursday Night Lights.
That should be a good one. I hope that he's better. I was real surprised that he even played at all tonight.
Yeah, double hernia. Yeah. So that's hey, Coach, good to see you.
Thanks, Mike. Yeah. Always good to be here.
Hey,
always enjoy
really
this.
Really quickly, I hope Anthony is listening. I got a text from one of our guys, and he said, look, I got to tell you, you know, it's just a pleasure to be on with you guys. And I love Anthony, and he does a great job with what you guys do. And another guy called up and said, hey, you and Ron, you know, and Screener Anthony, you guys are all outstanding. And please tell him I said that. So, Mike Bush, thanks a lot for that. Guys, we got to get out. Ryan, great job as always tonight. Coach, good to see you. Anthony on the other side of the glass. You did phenomenal. This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Scoreboard Show, presented by Pella Windows and Doors Wisconsin and your local pick and save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.